opportunity to be able to talk about Display today, a new product that we have for cotton defoliation. Display is an economical cotton harvest aid that's made, of course, just for cotton. When it's tank mixed with appropriate harvest aids and surfactants, it performs across diverse crop and environmental conditions, even in some of the lower temperatures that we undergo in the fall. It has an optimized composition, reliable PPO mode of action, strong control of immature terminal growth, and desiccates troublesome weeds such as morning glories that Donnie just showed. Okay, again, it's a dual potent PPO inhibitor, rapid cell membrane disruption. It's carfentrazone ethyl and fluthiocet methyl, basically a mixture of AIM and cadet. That's a 2EC formulation. It's a very concentrated formulation. You can get from 160 to 320 acres to the gallon, which is real good. It's not translocated, therefore coverage is really good coverage is required for optimum performance. Rapid foliar absorption, it's rain fast in about an hour. Directions for use for Display. You can apply Display alone or as a tank mixture with other cotton harvest aid products. You can apply it as a broadcast spray up to 1 fluid ounce per acre. A minimum of 10 GPA ground or 5 GPA by air. Ideal is probably about 15 gallons per acre. Complete plant coverage is required. You need to use some kind of a surfactant, of course, depending on the temperatures and the environment. NIS, crop oil, or silicone-based surfactant. Repeat application if necessary to remove the remaining foliage or control regrowth 6 to 10 days after the first application. Of course, I'm going to show some pictures here and a little bit of data as well as far as 2- and 3-way tank mixes and 1- and 2- applications. Do not apply more than 2 fluid ounces per acre per season and 7 days PHI for Display. Okay, it's a very flexible product. It could be applied alone. As Donnie showed in some of his treatments, it could be mixed with Ethafon product or in 3-way mixes with Ethafon and Thiodazuron. Note the rate structures here on the left, 6 tenths to 8 tenths fluid ounce per acre by itself, 5 tenths to 6 tenths fluid ounces per acre with Ethafon, and 4 tenths with Ethafon and Thiodazuron. You can also use the sequential applications as well, and also again for weed desiccation, as Dr. Miller showed in the morning glory vines. So, okay, this is a chart showing Display used with other harvest aid products. Display with an adjuvant by itself, Display with Thiodazuron, Display with Ethafon, and Thiodazuron and Ethafon in 3-way mixture, and Display plus Paraquat. And you can see Display by itself is good, excellent for removing immature foliage and also juvenile regrowth removal. Also, can use some help with some of the other tank mix partners, Thiodazuron and Ethafon as well. So especially when it comes to regrowth suppression, of course, open bowls, you need an Ethafon product. And again, Display is very good at desiccating vines and weeds. Okay, this is a summary, data summary from the states seen here, Georgia, Louisiana, Mississippi, Tennessee, Arkansas, North Carolina, for a 3-year summary. You can see the treatments here along the side here. These are essentially 2-way mixes on the top and 3-way mixes on the bottom. You can see Display compared to Folex. Generally, we think that 6 tenths of an ounce of Display is about equal as 12 ounces of Folex as far as efficacy wise. And this actually demonstrates this, both in the 2-way mixes as well as the 3-way mixtures as well. So you can see where we had PrEP by itself in the 2-way mix and then PrEP with drop added in the 3-way mixtures here. And again, no significant difference across these treatments for defoliation. Of course, desiccation can be an issue. Open bowl, basal regrowth, and lint yield. The highest lint yield numerically was with the higher rate of Display. For both the 2-way and the 3-way treatments. Okay, I just want to show a few pictures here. This is from East Texas, 2013, 10 days after treatment. This is showing the speed of activity adding Display, 3 tenths of an ounce an acre in this case, adding to drop and 24 ounces of PrEP. And you can see that sped it along. And as we're talking about harvest and planning harvest operations, this is very important when it comes to trying to dance around the weather and get in and pick as much as you can. So again, that shows the speed of adding this product with the two-way mix, to the two-way mix. This is Winchester, Arkansas. This is close to my stomping grounds. This is some cotton that was borderline rank cotton that was going to be planned to have two applications. And so this was the first of two applications with the higher rate of drop, but the lower rate of prep because it was the first application. And again, just shows adding 0.4 of an ounce to display here on the right side. Again, this shows the speed of activity as far as getting to harvest. This is in Statesboro, Georgia. This is basically a generic drop here with prep, two-way mixture on the left. And on the right, this time it's 0.5 ounce of display, only about mid-80s at application. As you start to get into the fall, get some of those temperatures dropping a little bit, add 0.5 ounce of display. Basically, you don't see any green material in there and on the right side there. So, okay, this is Scylla, Georgia. This was essentially comparing display and Folex. I talked about how basically if you move the decimal point over and multiply times 2, that's about what the same rate is of Folex. You can see here 0.5 ounce of display and 10 ounces of Folex with the same thiazoron, Epiphon, and surfactant. And basically they did perform the same. Now what's the point of this, of course, is that you have a much lower use rate with display, which is a lot more convenient. Okay, Crosbyton, Texas. This was a one-shot program with a full 0.7 ounce of display with Ethifon, 32 ounces. This is 11 days after treatment. In this situation, the grower is able to harvest after the initial display tank mix application and completely eliminated the second harvest aid shot. So this is where one application can come through. This is a two-shot program. Display drop in Ethifon, 0.4 ounce of display in this case. This was 7 days after the second application. The second application happened to be display at 0.7 ounce an acre. Of course, you might ask, why do you need two shots of display, two applications? You might need to, might have skirted cotton you might have to deal with, and also have morning glory vines as well. If you have really thick morning glory vines, second shot can really help out with that to the point that Dr. Miller pointed out about vines affecting harvest and also lint quality. Okay, here's some data from vine desiccation for 2012-2013, and you can see Dr. Miller's data is in here along with Darren Dodds and Chris Main as well, 2012-2013. The treatments here, drop and prep. By itself, you add display at the different rates, 0.6, 0.8, 0.8, and 0.1 ounce, plus a crop oil. And you can see, as pointed out in the previous presentation, that display does an excellent job with vine desiccation, again, lending to better harvest. This is a display followed by display at 0.4 and 0.8 of an ounce with prep in the first application. And you can see it did an excellent job 14 days after treatment. So again, displays the ticket if you have heavy vine infestations in cotton prior to harvest. Okay, this is a picture of just one application of 0.5 ounce of display with thiazoron and Epiphon, and you can see here we got excellent vine desiccation in this particular case. So again, not to belabor the point, but excellent for desiccating vines prior to harvest. So to conclude, display provided reliable and effective defoliation under a variety of environmental conditions. It's compatible with various adjuvants and harvest aid chemistries as well, and also results in reduced regrowth and also effective vine desiccation. I want to take the time to thank our cooperators, universities and so forth, for helping us work with display and finding the value in this new product. And I'll try to answer any questions best as I can. So, yeah. Any questions?
Plenty of time for questions.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.